I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, two editors of the new boxing anthology At the Fights duke it out. Not really. They just talk with each other and with me. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
Defending NCAA champion Duke is defending no more. The Blue Devils were knocked out of the tournament on Thursday night by Arizona. Mike Krzyzewski has never led Duke to a Sweet 16 victory in the West region, so good thing he has no interest in coaching in the NBA, right?
Right, but he's now a little bit stuck in the same problem every college basketball coach has, which is that he's got a one-and-done syndrome going there now. Kyrie Irving's probably going to leave for the NBA if he has a brain in his head. But the game the other night against Arizona, you saw a Duke team fall apart like you have not seen a Duke team fall apart since UNLV ran him off the floor in the national championship game in 1990. Derek Williams had the greatest half of scoring that anyone's ever had in the tournament and then scored 2 points in the second half when Arizona came back and just flattened them.
San Diego State is also out. They lost to UConn on Thursday night. We profiled the number two seed earlier this season, so was this the only a game curse at work, or was it just time for the team which had never before won a game in the Division I NCAA tournament to bow out?
No, they got lit up by Kemba Walker and a very enthusiastic young UConn team. And frankly, San Diego State played that game like the inexperienced and volatile and immature team rather than Connecticut, which is relying on a lot of very young players.
Meanwhile, Gino Auriemma, the coach of the University of Connecticut women's team, was waxing sarcastic this week, as we heard a little earlier in the program. He was upset because a tournament game at UConn did not fill the house. What do you think of Coach Auriemma's idea for getting more fans into the seats?
Apparently he wants a little bit of what the NBA calls game presentation. Free parking, free giveaways, firing T-shirts out of cannons.
And fans get the opportunity to coach.
I have a guest coach every quarter. I wonder if Jim Calhoun would volunteer, because that would really
He's
be
right
cool.
down the hall.
That would really be cool. Yeah, but you have to go through Checkpoint Charlie to get there. No, I think Gino makes an interesting point. I mean, it is entirely possible that the UConn women have been too good for their fan base. And maybe what they need is a couple of years we're not beating everybody by 29 points.
Meanwhile, Ralph Nader has decided the NCAA tournament is the perfect time to combat professionalism in college sports. What do you think of Mr. Nader's suggestion that the best way to stop universities from taking advantage of college athletes is to do away with athletic scholarship?
Well, I mean, it's an interesting proposal, although since I am not in favor of deprofessionalizing college athletes, but rather professionalizing college athletics, I think we're on opposite sides of the same divide.
Recognize their pros, pay them, and get on with
it. Get on with it. Move on with your life.
Meanwhile, if you're the mayor of Sacramento and you're trying to stop your city's NBA team from being moved to Anaheim, it's got to be a little disheartening to see the move being described as, quote, more inevitable by the hour on the NBA's own website. What? Is two professional basketball teams in L.A. not enough for Southern California?
Except Sacramento's not a major league city. It simply isn't. It was a fluke that they got that they wound up there in the first place. And they've been extraordinarily lucky to maintain that franchise as long as they have. And it's time for it to move.
In NHL news, Matt Cook of the Pittsburgh Penguins was suspended this week for the remainder of the regular season and the first round of the playoffs for elbowing Rangers defenseman Ryan McDonagh in the head. Penn's owner Mario Lemieux and GM Ray Shiro have both come out in support of that lengthy suspension. Did that surprise you?
No, but it does raise the question why they didn't suspend this goon themselves when they had the power.
Before he had the opportunity elbow somebody else.
Long before he had a chance to hurt somebody else after he practically ended Mark Savard's career last year. I find Mario and Ray Shiro extraordinarily disingenuous in their current disapproval of Matt Cook.
When the Montreal Canadiens and Boston Bruins met for the first time since Canadiens forward Max Pacioretty was hit by Bruins' Adeno Chara, many expected fireworks. There were fireworks. There were 7 goals by one team and none by the other. But what do you think of the headline in the Montreal Gazette?
What, Canadiens butt kicked in Boston? I think somebody translated it badly from the French. I do not believe butt kick is what you call in your language a verb.
Charlie, it's almost time for baseball that counts. The regular season starts on Thursday.
Oh, boy!
I know it's risky to draw any conclusions from spring training games, but on the other hand, the defending champion San Francisco Giants have won about twice as often as they have lost this spring, and the Pittsburgh Pirates have lost an awful lot more than they have won, so meaningless, you decide.
Well, those are two things you can count on. San Francisco will be good this year, and Pittsburgh will be bad. Other than that, you know, it really is now about conditioning and tinkering and settling your pitching rotation and stuff like that. So, no, I would draw no conclusions from spring training games.
Remember those stories about how the Mets had money troubles? I think they took another $12 million hit this week. Have I done the math correctly?
They released Oliver Perez, and they're just going to eat the $12 million left on his idiotic $36 million three-year contract. And he's been trying to make the team as a reliever while he's been in New York. You know, you can't blame everything on Bernie Madoff, folks, and this is just bad management.
At least one fan thinks that he has found a way to get the NFL playing again. Cleveland businessman Ken Lancey has sued the NFL and its 32 teams. He says the lockout violates his private seat license contract. What are the chances Commissioner Goodell says, oh, my bad, and settles right away?
He's going to get a hearing on this. Number one, he's a millionaire, so he's got enough of what we call in business schools FU money to hire really good lawyers and pursue this for a while. And number two, I'm not entirely sure he doesn't have a case. Personal seat licenses are a contract. They're kind of a funky business device that were invented to essentially pay for egregiously overpriced stadiums. I'm going to follow this because this guy actually seems to know what he's talking about.
Meanwhile, the first pro athlete to model jockey underwear since 1980 will be Tim Tebow. So, you think he'll find a way to feature Bible verses on his Stay Cool briefs?
Doing the show for going on 20 years, first question I ever got that completely, completely baffled me.
Okay, Charlie, we know you're the only member of the Only Game staff to have actually watched a World Cup soccer in Qatar. So, as the expert, what do you think about the country's plans to keep stadiums cool during the 2022 World Cup?
Apparently, they've bought their own weather. They're going to have not only air-conditioned open-air stadiums, they're going to have an artificial cloud to hover above the stadium.
Excellent.
And provide shade. Of course, Los Angeles and various Midwestern industrial cities have been providing their residents with artificial clouds for years. But we call it smog.
And finally, Charlie, Russia's opportunity to host the Olympics comes around a little sooner. That'd be in 2014. Any evidence that that country's leader is looking forward to the Games?
He's already having fun, isn't he? Vladimir Putin, your fun-loving former KGB thug, has declared an injured snow leopard as the official mascot and has apparently gone to frolic with the injured snow leopard, which is probably sitting there wishing it wasn't so injured. But snow leopards are, without question, my favorite animals in all the world. There's several in a zoo near Boston. I go up and look at them twice a year just to watch them move. I'm thrilled to death it's a mascot. I'm glad it's saved. And if 15 minutes with Putin is the price we have to pay for one more snow leopard in the world, I say go ahead.
Charlie Pierce is the author of Idiot America and various other books. He joins me each week at this time on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
Today's reading is from the Book of Briefs.
From Russia with love, I fly to you. Much wiser since my goodbye to you. I've traveled the world.